I'm Ellie Graymond. I'm an expert in OCD recovery because for the last 19 years, I've been helping people fully recover from OCD. If you would like to do personal coaching with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's critically important to your recovery. When you are doing recovery work, you cannot limit the not overthinking to just your theme. It has to be across the board because what I see, and again, I've been doing this for 19 years now, what I see with most clients is that they overthink everything in their lives. Maybe not to the same extent as the OCD theme, but they overthink more than an average person. And that underlying thing needs to be fixed. So if you are doing the tracking, if you are doing the Grayman method, it is very important that you not only track how much you are ruminating about your theme of the month, let's say, right? Not only how much you're ruminating about recovery, but also how much are you ruminating in every aspect of your day? Got into an argument with somebody, problems at home, problems at work, how much you are overthinking. Overthinking leads nowhere. It will not help any real life situations. What it does, though, is it spikes your stress hormones, makes your recovery harder. And then on that spike, a new OCD thought can come in. So it is very important that we fix the overthinking across the board. Don't just limit your tracking to your theme. It has to be everything across the board. You are not here to be the ruminator. Your life is, the purpose of it is not to be the ruminator. So you have to cut out rumination in all aspects of life. And then you will achieve full recovery. And not only full recovery, but you start to see that you actually react to situations better than a regular person who's never done this training. Thank you for listening. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. If you would like to do private coaching with me, please sign up through youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.